You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with your host, Daniel Coy. All right, so I had to do it. I'm going to do it. I know you are either a stylist that has been doing it for a long time, or you're right out of school, you're almost done with school, you're almost there, you see the end of the finish line, and the question always arises, how do I get clients? Right? This has been, I've seen it in so many different groups that I'm in. How do I get new clients? How do I promote? I've been posting on social media. I've been doing, everything you can think of, but all I'm getting is these, the same thing over and over and over again. All right. So let's debunk a couple of things. I know you have just finished school. I know you have been doing hair for 100,000 years. And I know you've been posting on social media, but no one cares, right? No one is searching you out unless you have clients already. But if you have clients already, then there's an issue. But if you don't have clients and you want more clients, it's not about reaching out like more posts. More posts to someone that's not seeing it is not going to get you more clients, right? So, a little harsh, I know, but it's the truth. If you don't, of course you need to be posting. Of course you need to be socially active. But it's more than just showing off the hair that you just did. I see posts that, I spent 7 hours in this. 7 hours? Huh? What? I'm lucky if I get 7 minutes with my clients. So, you really want to, of course, focus on your skills and your work and putting out the best content you can, meaning best photos. And if you're not doing photos, you should be. This is the era of the social, of the networking, of it, So how are you going to stand out from the rest? We need to think about that. But before all of that, we need to find out who your client is. All right, you want clients, right? Because you need to pay the bills. Okay, cool. Well, are you a blonde specialist? And do you want someone who's going to come in for a 1B on their hair every day? A 1NA every day? Because she sees the root growth and then she keeps complaining that it keeps washing. No, that is not your ideal client. To work smarter, not harder. So I've read the book, The Red Velvet, putting up the red velvet rope. And we really need to do that, guys. You don't want to just take on hordes of clients and putting up mediocre work or things that you're not even passionate about, right? You don't want that. I couldn't even do that. And I'm one to do anything like a dead dog. I'll go back to the same person 100,000 times. Keep kicking me, I'll keep coming back. But there comes a point in time, especially now when it's so critical, that we want to focus everything. When I mean, I want you to make a visionary board of your dream client. How much are they paying? How often are they coming in? Who are they? What is their age range? Do they have a family? What is their income? I want you to create your ideal client. When I say ideal, I mean pull out all the stops, come up with a name for her, come up with how much she makes. Is she married? Is she single? What kind of job does she have? And of course, you're going to have to do this for around your area. Okay. So you can't be like, I want A-list celebrities and you're in, the middle of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? So you have to be realistic as to these expectations of who your ideal Susie Q is. I say Susie Q, whatever. Sorry, Susies, if you're out there. Susie Q, because you want to do everything. When I say everything, you're going to want to hone your Instagram posts, your Facebook posts, what you're talking about. You need to be the absolute go-to in that genre, right? So if it's taking a woman who, you know, recession-proof right now, we have this huge recession and everyone, it's a clean slate across the board for everyone. So like, you know, so do we have those clients that are coming back and they're willing to do it a makeover? Do you want to make them a blonde? What's your specialty? Like, what do you do that is going to attract them first off, okay? So we have our Susie Q, right? We have her, we know who she is, we know what she is, and now we're going to look at the services we provide. Yes, we can do it all. If I hear that from a stylist, I get it. I do haircuts and I do colors, I do highlights, I do foils, I do it all, I get it. But what do you specialize in? Because then that's where your bread and butter will be. Then you're not gonna be worried about how many clients you have. You're going to worry about how many can I fit into a day, right? It's the law of attraction. You really want to attract the people that you want there. They're going to be more grateful to you. They're going to know that you're actually making time for them, for their time. So then you're going to be giving an awesome service. That service that you give them, I don't care what's going on. I'm mad now. I don't care what's going on, who you got into a fight with, what other hairstylist said what and who and what and when, and your dad and this. I don't care. You need to give your 110% to that client, because that is your billboard. Okay? That Susie Q is your billboard. That's who you want coming back. That's who you want telling all her other girlfriends that look just like her. Right? They all look the same. I don't care where you go. You find that group, you get in, bam! Right? So you really need to do self-evaluation. What you want to focus in, hone in on it, master it. Eat, breathe, sleep it. If it's eat, breathe, sleep it. And then you're going to be pushing out all that content, right? Always pushing out content. Maybe 3 times a week, 3 times a day. Depends on how busy you are. Like I said, use Planoly, plan it out, do a week in advance, 2 weeks, whatever it is. And then what you do, I know every one of you has changed over to a business profile and Facebook and Instagram want you to promote it, right? Everyone wants to promote it. So here is the key. You can target your Susie Q. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure it's happened to you. You've just talked about dog food and I don't have a dog and it pops up, oh, look, ads for dog food. You can get so specific, $10, all you need. Because then what you're going to be doing is in your area, you're going to be hitting up everyone. I'm just going to say blondes. Let's just say blondes. You're a blonde person. You do blondes, blondes, blonde. You cannot tell me anything about a blonde, right? That's you. Great. You are going to have so much blonde content. You're going to have content on how to maintain it. You're going to have the products that you use, right? Because you're going to always upsell and get those products in there from these product lines that should be giving you a great commission for selling the products, right? Okay. So then you are now targeting in your area, whatever, 100 miles, do a 100-mile radius of your salon and hit them up. You know, have them join a group. Blondes are us, whatever it is, you know, and you're going to just want to create this environment. When they come into the salon, they know you're a blonde girl. And then what's going to happen is your face is on things. Yeah, please, please use your face. I know we do heads of hair. I know it, but your brand is you. I'm never going to go. I don't think anyone will go to someone just because they saw a photo of what you did. I mean, maybe, unless you're, I don't know. But you need to show yourself, are you personable? Are they going to even like you? Right? This is your client, you know? And this is where you can get so specific on your niche and your color that you can charge more. Do you see how I'm setting you up for success? You have to set yourself up to success. From people around you to what people are saying about you. I know everyone's worried about a Yelp ad and all this. You can't get a bad Yelp ad if you're only putting out amazing content and doing amazing service. You can't. And if you're more worried about that Yelp ad, there's a problem with the skill set that you're at. So either you need to take a class, you need to either find a mentor, and you need to kick yourself in the butt. Okay? This is a rough one. I'm going in, guys. You have to. When I say have to, you have to do these evaluations. Because if you're great at brunettes, do brunettes. Focus on brunettes. Yes, it might not pay the bills right this moment, but you're going to be learning more. You're going to be putting out better brunettes than anyone else. You're going to be doing the best you can. And you're going to be able to target your audience. You're going to be able to hone it in and base its niching down. And then once you're doing these $10 advertisings, people are seeing you around town, right? They're going to start knowing who you are. They're going to start recognizing you. Of course, you need to then look like you deserve to have them as a client, right? So make sure you are on top of your game. If you're in a salon, especially if you're in a higher-end salon, or even, doesn't really matter. You can be giving super outstanding service wherever, super cuts, right? Because then you're booked up fully and you get a bigger commission, right? So you can do it. If you want to move on to doing your own suite and stuff like that, guys, you have to start your foundation of your business. The foundation of your business, that's what it's about. That's what's going to get these people keep coming back to you. And then, I'll be able to fit you in. Instead of, please, 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 please. If you're coming from a need, like if you're desperate, it's just like dating. If they're desperate, you don't want them. The ones who are playing hard to get. You know what I mean, guys? This is it. Same thing with clients, right? They're trying to book you. Oh, can you get me in here, here, here? Okay, fine. I'll come in an hour early to do you. Okay, great. This time. You know, but then you just let them know you are a master at what you do. If you're not, keep working at it. Keep working at it. Practice, practice, practice. Okay. If you're right out of school, practice, practice, practice. For me, I was very hands-on. I had to screw up to learn. We all have done it, but learn and move on. Okay. That's my little rant. I think we're going to do a little bit more of these social media and how to get more clients. So till next time, your hair is a statement. So let's make it talk. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.